Okay, so get ready for this one. We're going to do a deep dive into a story about two kittens. And it really makes you think about what resilience really means. We've got Jax. He's like the ultimate explorer. Then there's Piper. And, well, let's just say he finds her in a place you wouldn't expect. It's a rescue story, but way more than just cute and fluffy, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing. These stories, they seem so simple, but they can tell us so much about courage and empathy, even in animals.
Right. Okay. So picture this. Jax is this little kitten. He loves exploring. The hills and forests around his home are like his playground, always on the lookout for something new.
Always got to be sniffing out something new. It's like that curiosity. We all have it, right? That drive to see what's beyond what we know.
Totally. So imagine him on one of his little adventures, all the sights and sounds of nature, and suddenly he hears it, this faint mewing, barely there, almost like a whisper, like a distress call, coming from somewhere
Well,
hidden.
that's where it gets good. Could have
Yeah.
just kept going. But something makes him stop. That sound, it's like a signal that something's wrong.
Exactly. And guess where it leads him? A dark opening underneath a rotting log. And the mewing, it's coming from inside.
The way it's described in the story, it's like you're right there with Jax, feeling that rough bark against his fur, his whiskers twitching, squeezing into that tight space. Talk about
I
suspense.
know, right? And then he finds her, Piper. She's just this tiny little kitten. She fell in and hurt her leg. Scared, in pain. It's not looking good.
And that's when you see what Jax is really made of. He doesn't even think twice. He's just a kitten himself. But he starts talking to Piper, reassures her, and he starts going deeper into the hole to get to her.
He's so gentle with her, even though he's probably freaking out a little too. And the way he gets her out of there, it's like watching a tiny furry superhero.
It really is.
Yeah.
Uses his front paws to support her leg, and somehow he manages to get them both through that tiny opening. Strength and gentleness all in one little kitten.
It's amazing, right? It makes you wonder, do animals understand compassion like we do, or is it something more, something deeper, more instinctive?
That's a question that's been around forever. Is it all instinct? Or is there a real spark of empathy in there?
Yeah. Anyway, Jax knows he can't help Piper on his own. He needs his mom, Willow. He knows she'll know exactly what to do.
And this is where it goes beyond just one hero. It becomes about community. Even the bravest of us, we need help sometimes.
For sure. And Willow, she's an amazing mom. She gets straight to work, checks Piper's leg. You can just feel that motherly concern, and she comes up with this incredibly resourceful solution.
This is one of my favorite parts of the story.
Yeah.
Willow doesn't need fancy stuff. She just uses a stick to make a brace for Piper's leg.
It's like MacGyver or something. It makes you think, what simple solutions are we missing in our own lives just because we think things have to be complicated?
Yeah, totally. We tend to overcomplicate things. But sometimes the simplest way is the best. And Willow's solution is like this deeper kind of resilience, you know? That ability to adapt and make do, even when things are tough.
Yeah, it really does. It's like we forget to keep things simple sometimes. So Willow's taking care of Piper. It's such a sweet scene. Jax is obviously so relieved. His friend is in good paws now. He even decides to be Piper's personal nurse while she's recovering.
It's so great. It shows how kindness can spread, you know. Willow caring for Piper, it creates this connection between them, makes their little community stronger.
Totally. So Piper's all patched up, hanging out with the cool cats. You'd think she'd be traumatized after all that, right? But that's where things take a turn. As she starts healing, it's not just her leg. Her whole spirit comes back. She's playful again, full of energy.
And get this, she actually wants to go exploring again. She even suggests a new adventure. And she wants Jax to come with her.
It's like facing that fear and pain, it made her stronger. But there's something even deeper there, don't you think? She's not just bouncing back, she's choosing to face her fear again.
Absolutely. Remember how scared she was of that hole? That fear led to her injury. But now she's not letting fear control her. She learned from what happened, and she's ready to move on. With Jax by her side.
Exactly. And think about what that means for Jax. He started out on his own, just following his curiosity. But by helping Piper, he finds something more.
It's like a reminder. Sometimes the best journeys are the ones we share with others, where we support each other and grow together.
That's a good point. Okay, so at the end of the story, Piper actually wants to help Jax explore new places, just like he helped her. It's this really cool back and forth in their friendship.
Yeah, it's like a give and take. It shows how growth and support can work together. We get help, we get stronger, then we can give back and support others. It's this amazing positive cycle.
I like that. Like they're both taking turns being the brave one, the supportive one. They both help each other out.
And it shows us, even in a simple story about kittens, There are these big lessons about empathy, courage, and how we're all connected.
Yeah, it's easy to think of these stories as just cute animal tales, but there's so much more to them. They show us these truths about being human, even though the characters are furry and walk on four legs. I know, right? It really makes you think. What can we learn from Jackson Piper? Maybe more than we realize.
That's the thing about these stories. They show us ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They make us think about those big ideas. Courage, empathy, resilience.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. What if this whole story, it's like a metaphor for our own lives, you know? We all go through tough times, times when we're scared or unsure. But just like Jackson Piper, we've got that strength inside us, that resilience.
Exactly. And like Jack's found a new purpose helping Pecker. We could find meaning in helping others too. It doesn't have to be some big thing. It could be just listening to a friend, volunteering in your community,
mm-hmm.
or just being there for someone who's having a hard time.
And those little acts of kindness, they can spread outwards, like ripples in a pond, just like we saw in the story. Willow taking care of Piper. It wasn't just about her leg. It created a connection between them. And Piper, she wanted to support Jack's too.
Right. It reminds us that we're all connected. Those small things we do for each other, they can make a big difference.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Jackson Piper's adventure, I'm thinking about this. What little act of courage or kindness can you do today? Maybe a kind word, a helping hand, or just listening to someone.
Remember, just like Jackson Piper, we can all make a difference. By being empathetic, being brave, being kind, we create this ripple effect of good stuff. Who knows, maybe our own adventures will lead us to new friendships and help us discover how strong we really are.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It was a heartwarming one for sure.